Okay, I'd like to start today's discussion based on a Gemara that we had this week in Maseches Chulin Adav Tezayin, where the Gemara was looking for a source relating to Shechita. The Gemara said on Adav Tezayin and Aleph, Yosef Rebbe v'ka'amar, minayim l'shechita shehu betalush, how do I know that Shechita must be done with a detached instrument, a knife, a rock, a tooth, anything that is detached, and Emar beikachas amachel slishchot. Avram Avinu takes the knife to go shech Yitzchak Avinu, and therefore we learn from there, just like he took a knife which is detached to do the shechita, so too we have to always do shechita with a davar talush. That's what the Gemara says. The Maariv Chayis on this Gemara points out that this is somewhat unusual because we're trying to learn a halacha from Avraham Avinu. Is that something that is common? Is that something that is allowed? Is that something that we do all the time? That is our discussion that we're going to have today. At least the first part of it. We've touched on many of these sources in the past, in various contexts, in Dafim, but we'll go through them now, Kiseder, as we can see them together inside, studying the topic a little more in depth. Can one learn halacha from before Matan Torah? Can one learn halacha? So as we will see, as the Maariv Chayis says right here, seemingly not. One can learn certain ideas and messages from before Matan Torah, as the Maariv Chayis himself says, we'll get back to that at the end, but in terms of hardcore halacha, we generally do not learn from before Matan Torah. Where do we see this? So let's start off with the Rambam Hilchos Avel. If you have the sheets in front of you, I once gave this shiur in a different context, in the opposite order, so we're going to do the second half of the shiur first, and then the first half of the shiur. So if you look at source 22, it's the Rambam Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah aseh lehis avel ala krovim. It's a mitzvah daraisa to mourn relatives. Mitzvah daraisa as a reaction. Shenemar v'achalti chatos hayom ayetiv b'ni Hashem. The pasuk says by Aaron HaKohen when he lost his sons. So the avelus is a mitzvah daraisa. Ve'en avelus ben haTorah ela b'yom rishon b'lvad shu yom amisa v'yom akvura. This is the Rambam Shita that avelus is a mitzvah daraisa only day one. And only if day one is the day of death and the day of burial. If there is a break between the two, if somebody dies on Tuesday and is buried on Wednesday, then there is no Avelos Daraisa, period. That is the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. Avol Shara Shiva Yamim Eino Dintar. But even if you have the same day, death and burial, the rest of Shiva is not Midaraisa. What we call Shiva, only the first day is Daraisa. Baalei Tosvos hold that all of Avelos is Darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif say, no, the first day is Daraisa and the rest is Darabanan. Then the Rambam continues with the important line for us. Even though it says in the Torah that the Shvatim had Shiva for their father, they had Evel Shivas Yamim in Parshas Vayechi, so how could we suggest that Avilus is only one day Daraisa if the brothers themselves in the Torah sat for 7 days? Says the Rambam, Nitna Torah Vidischat Shehalacha. Once the Torah was given, the halacha is nischadesh, it is renewed, and therefore, just because something took place before Matan Torah, does not mean that it is incumbent upon us. That's the topic called the Nitna Torah, v'nischad shehalacha. Moshe Rabbeinu tikin l'Am Yisrael, shivas yimei avelos, shivas yimei mishta. Moshe Rabbeinu made shiva, yimei avelos and yimei mishta, interesting parallel between sheva brachas and shiva. Okay. That is the sheet of the Rambam. So where does this come from? Where did the Rambam get this lashon from? Nitna Torah v'nischad shehalacha. What exactly does it mean, and how are we to understand it? So it all starts with the Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Kuf, which we'll get back up to B'ez Hashem later in about 80 days, or in about 80 plus days. Daf Kuf in Chulin says the Mishnah later on Daf Kuf. Mas Nisan, Noeg b'Tahora, source 23. Noeg b'Tahora v'Noeg b'Tameya. The halacha of Gid Hanoshe, the Isser Daraisa, the third mitzvah that the Sefer Achina counts, the Isser of Gid Hanoshe, Parshas Vayishlach, Noeg B'Tahora V'in Noeg B'Tameya. The Isser only applies by kosher animals, not by non-kosher animals. If somebody eats the Gid Hanoshe of a kosher animal, that's when they get the Isser of Gid Hanoshe. If they eat the Gid Hanoshe of a non-kosher animal, the only Avera they get is non-kosher. There's no extra Avera of non-kosher. It's already non-kosher. So there's no extra avera but the gid hanoshe of a non-kosher animal. The whole animal is not kosher. That's the Tanakh Mishita. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, af b'tameya. Rebbe Yehuda argues, says, no, even by non-kosher animals, there's an isra of gid hanoshe. Omer Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, wait a minute. I'll bring you a proof that I'm right, that there's an isra of gid hanoshe even by non-kosher animals. V'halomi b'nei Yaakov neser git hanasha v'yadayin behema tamei muteres lahem. But 1 minute, the Shvatim already didn't eat git hanasha. In Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael git hanasha. So they didn't eat git hanasha even then, and we know they could have eaten treif. Adayin behema tamei muteres lahem. They didn't have kashrus. And yet they didn't eat the Get Anasha, says Rabbi Yehuda. So you see from there that the Israel Get Anasha applies even to non-kosher animals. Amrulo, the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. B'sinai ne'emar, ela shenechta bimkomo. It was said at Har Sinai, but was written in its place. What exactly does that mean? It was said B'sinai, and it was written in its place. Major machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi on that mission, Chulin Daf Kuf, and they're both Mechudash in their own way. Says Rashi, Amrulo, what did the Rabbanan answer back? Remember, Yehuda says, what do you mean? It's a proof. The brothers didn't eat Gidanasha, but they ate Shreif. So they didn't eat Shreif Gidanasha. So you see, it applies to non-kosher animals. Says the Chachamim back, no. B'sinai ne'emar el shenechta bimkoma. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Pasik zeh his hiru alav b'sinai ne'emar. This Pasik, the Isser of Gidanasha was really said at our Sinai. The Ad Sinai lo huzaru. Says Rashi, an amazing shita, the Shvatim ate the Gidanasha. Ate the Gidanasha. What does it mean? What, it's stuck in there in Vayishlach? No. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got the Torah at Har Sinai, put our Isser of Gidanasha back in Vayishlach, which is the source and what it's supposed to remind us of. But the brothers ate Gidanasha. And it's very interesting that if you even read the text of the Psukim in Parshas Vayishlach, one can read it. It kind of sounds like Rashi. It sounds like this Pasuk was stuck in there afterwards. The whole story of Butzalei Yerecho and Avaras Penuel, and the pasuk sounds like Al Kain Lo Yochel B'nei Yisrael, sounds like a narrator talking. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says the Rabbanan say back to Yehuda, it's not true. You don't bring me a proof that the brothers didn't eat Gidanasha. They ate the Gidanasha. So that's how Rashi is oker the taina that Rabbi Yehuda has against the Chachamim. But the Rambam has a very different approach. The Rambam that right there in Pirshim Mishnayis and Chulin, the most important source in this whole topic is right here. This Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis and Chulin. To explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, a question that we've asked in the past, I never saw a full-fledged answer on it, and that is, did the Rambam have Rashi's commentary in front of him? It's unclear. I don't think we have a clear answer on it. I don't think the Rambam ever quotes Rashi. But that's an interesting question, because the Rambam here obviously has a very different approach than Rashi. Okay, so what does it mean? What does it mean? Again, B'sinai ne'emar el shenechta bimkomo. Says the Rambam, Visim libcha leklal hagadol hazeh hamuva b'mishnah zu. Listen very carefully, says the Rambam, to this klal that is brought in the Mishnah. V'hu amra misinai ne'esar. He has that girsa. Misinai from Sinai, it was ne'esar. V'hu sha'at tzarech ladas. Shekoma sha'anunis harim imenu. O osim oso hayom. Everything that we do or don't do today, says the Rambam, Ein anu osim zos, ela mipnei tzivui Hashem al yidei Moshe. I'm on the third line. Right? Why do we follow and not follow? Only because Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe told us. That is why mitzvos are incumbent upon us today. Lo mipnei sha Hashem tziva bakach l'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because Hashem told the Neviim that preceded Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, that Avram Avinu did certain mitzvahs, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Amram. They all got certain mitzvahs, and they all added on certain mitzvahs. But that's not the reason that we do mitzvahs. Dug Malakach, says the Rambam, Ein anu ochlim eiver min hachai, lo mipnei, shashem asar abani noach eiver min hachai. Why don't we eat eiver min hachai? Because Hashem told Noach that he can't eat eiver min hachai? No! That's not the reason that we don't eat eiver min hachai. Ela mipnei, you know why we don't eat eiver min hachai? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai not to eat eiver min hachai. She Moshe asar aleinu eiver min hachai, b'mashin etztave b'sinai. She yishaer eiver min hachai asar. Moshe told us at our Sinai, this iser that has applied until now will continue to apply post-Sinai. That is why it's incumbent upon us. V'chein, ein anu malim, b'glal she'av malas atzmo v'ashe beiso. Why do we do Mila? Not because Avram Avinu did Mila. Elva mipnesha Hashem tzivanu al yidei Moshe lihimo kemoshe mal Avram olav shalom. Moshe told us to do mila like Avram did. Meaning, there is a difference between the history of a mitzvah, the background of a mitzvah, the hashkafic messages of a mitzvah, versus the reason a mitzvah is incumbent upon us today. That is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. V'chein gidan Asha. And finally, this case, says the Rambam, ein anu nimshachin bo acharei iser Yaakov Avinu elitzivi Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we not eat the gidan Asha? Because Moshe, not because of Yaakov. So what are the Rabbanan saying back to Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, Rabbi Yehuda, I argue with Rashi, says the Rambam. The brothers did not eat the gidan Asha. But that does not prove anything about the halacha b'zman hazeh. You're right, there was no kashrus in those days, and the Israel Ganasha applied to non-kosher animals then. But who says that's true now? He doesn't use the words here, but nitzna Torah, v'nischatcha halacha. Don't prove to me something from before Moshe, before Har Sinai. Halotira Amram. Look what they said. What did we learn at the end of Maseches Makos? Sheish meos u'shlosh esrei mitzvos. Nemar lo Moshe b'Sinai. Moshe got 613. It doesn't say that Moshe got 606 with 7 holdovers. Or 604 with 9 holdovers. It doesn't say that. V'kol eilim b'chala mitzvos. All mitzvos were given to us at Har Sinai. That's the Rambam. The reason that we do mitzvos today is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. So according to this Rambam, clearly, and that's the pshat that he gives in the Rabbanan answering Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi might not argue on this principle, but he just at least doesn't give that pshat in the Mishnah. But this teaches us that the reason that we do mitzvahs, and one cannot learn halacha from before Har Sinai. So we'll have to talk about exactly some of the halachas that we do learn, but we can't learn halacha from Har Sinai. That applies to Avelus, as the Rambam said. That applies to Mila and Gid Hanasha and Aver Menachai, as the Rambam says. Another area where we see this concept beautifully depicted in explaining a shita of the Rambam is the Gemara Maseches Brachos, which many are familiar with. The Gemara on Daf Chavav in Maseches Brachos quotes Amachlokes Itmar Rabbi Yosi Rebbe Chanina Amar Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Rabbi Yosi Rebbe Chanina says the Avos were Mesakein Tfila Avos Tiknum. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Tfilos Kneged Tmidim Tiknum. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says no, Tfilos Kneged Tmidim. As we know, Kneged Avos Kneged Karbanos. Just parenthetically, fascinating ha'ara, but the Achronim discuss it, not the Rishonim. It's sure not in the Gemara. Two blots from each, separating each other are the sugyas of Avos and Tmidim Tiknum, and the previous daf, I'm sorry, the following daf Chav Zayin, which talks about Tfilos Arvus Rishus, Tfilos Arvus Chova. The Gemaras never link the two, even though sometimes Rishonim link the two. It's just interesting. All right, like some say that if you say Tfilas Arvus Chova, that's Tfilas Avos, because why should Yaakov Avinu be any different? If you say Tmidim Tiknum, that's the Hechter Chalav Mevarim overnight, and that's why we say Tfilas Arvus Rishus. You don't have to say that, the Netziv suggests otherwise in the Hemek Sheila, but that parenthetically, Avos and Tmidim are linked to Rishus and Chova. But either way, this is the Gemara. Avos and Tmidim. What do we paskin? Avos Tiknum or Tmidim Tiknum? So you look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, source 27. The Rambam tells us, Tiknu shei minyan ha-tfilas ke minyan ha-karbanos. Shtei tfilas b'chol yom k'neged shnei tmidim shel tmidim. Two tfilas each day k'neged the two karbanos tamid. V'chol yom sheish b'karban musav tiknu bo tfilas shlishes. Whenever there's a karban musav, you had a third tfila. V'tfilas shekeneg b'boker tamid shal tfilas shachar. And the tfilas shekeneg ha-tamash ha-bein arbayim hu nikris tfilas mincha. V'tfilas shekeneg ha-musafin nikris tfilas ha-musafin. Wonderful. So if you read Rambam Hilchos Tfila, the Rambam paskins tfilos are keneged tmidim tiknum like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shita. Fine. The problem is, if you look in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam that I just quoted before, outside. Al shisha dvarim nitzava Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon got six mitzvahs. Noach gets all the credit, but it's only because he got the seventh. Really, Adam got six. Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayis, Gezel Dinim. And as we know, the Shev Mitzvah Noach is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the Big Three. Big Three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim, and then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph is the one that Noach got, Aver Ben Achai. Beis is Birchas Hashem, cursing God, a euphemism. Gimel is Gezel, and Dalet is Dinim. Says the Rambam, that these are the six mitzvahs, Ava Bishakul Hein Kabbalah Biyadinim Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we got them again from Moshe, V'hada'as Notelahen, and they're logical, Michlal Divrei Torah Yiresh Al Elu Nitztavu. But you will see that these were commanded even earlier. Hosef Lenoach Eber Ben Achai, and Nimsu Sheva Mitzvahs, V'chein Hayadavar B'chol HaOlam An Avram, and this applied all the way to Avram Avinu. Ba'avraham ben Istava yeser aleilu b'mila. Avraham Avinu then got mila, v'hu hispalel shachris. And he davened shachris. V'yitzchak yifresh meiser, v'hos et tefilah acheres lefnos hayom. And then Yitzchak was mafresh meiser and tefilas mincha. V'yakov hosef gidan nashe, v'hispalel arvis. And Yaakov was both a gidan nashe. The Rambam Lashitaso. Rambam Lashitaso, remember, against Rashi. That says, Rashi said that they didn't have the Yisr. Rambam said they did have the Yisr. So it's the Rambam Lashitaso. Yaakov was most of Gidon Asha. His Pala Arvis. Ubi Mitzrayim Nitztavo Amram Mitzvos Yiseros. Intriguing line of the Rambam. In Mitzrayim, Amram got more mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? The Meshech Chachma in one place tries to figure out, which mitzvahs did Amram get? Acheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlom HaTorah Yad. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and was mashlim the Torah. Interesting lashon. Mashlim? What do you mean he was mashlim? The Rambam said otherwise that... You know, that they're all new. What do you mean, mashlim? Or even furthermore, the bigger question that we're interested in is, how could the Rambam quote what he does in Hilchos Malachim? Sounds like in Hilchos Malachim, Tfilos, Keneged Avos Teknom. He quotes Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. While in Hilchos Tfilah, he quoted Tmidim Teknom. How could the Rambam quote both? It's a machlokas. Says the Maritz Chayis, I heard it in the name of Rav Salvechik, and then I saw it in the Maritz Chayis as well, on that Gemara in Brachos, exactly our issue. He quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in Chulin Daf Kuf, and he says, that's exactly the answer to our question. When you're speaking about why a mitzvah is incumbent upon us, so that's, where would that put the Rambam put that? Hilchos Tefillah. That's Keneged Tmidim Teknon. Why do we have to do Davin? Tmidim Teknon. When we're talking about the history of a mitzvah, the messages behind the mitzvah, so that, Keneged Avos Teknon, that's in Hilchos Malachim. In Hilchos Malachim, he's talking about history. Right? And that's where he could say Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlim. Because we knew these mitzvahs. He wasn't mashlim in terms of his chayvus, in terms of obligation. That wasn't a hashlama. He gave us the entirety. But in terms of the history of a mitzvah, the Rambam could use that lashon of nishlama. The Maharaz Chayes did not pick up on that lashon, but he just picked up on the yesod itself. And that's what he says in source 29, the end of line 3. Sham behilchos malachim demedaber marbeinu min seder his pashtus mitzvahs Hashem. He's talking about the history of the spreading of the mitzvahs. Achebo Moshe Rabbeinu nakad inyan kfi mashahaya. Ula b'mashu chova aleinu chal gadol etzleinu ein lemedim davar mikodem ma'an Torah. We don't learn something from before Ma'an Torah. That's the language of the Yerushalmi in Maseches Mo'egatin. Ayin Rambam Pirush Mishnah Yisov Perkin Anasha. That's the Rambam that we did see. V'imkei nehid avos tiknu mikol makom ein takanasam lachuv aleinu. Even though the avos did it, that does not mean that it's obligatory upon us. U'mipnei zeh tzorech lomar da'ajagaz ha'gadola tiknu k'neged tmidim ajagazolo misakidim v'rak mishav takanasam anu mitzuvim l'sakim. Only post Ma'an Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu and everybody after him, they are the ones that can obligate us in terms of mitzvahs. Okay, so we have Mila, we have Gid Hanasha, we have Avel, and we have Tefillah. One more. Where does this come from? Where does this line of Ninatoros Chasha Halacha come from? Coming full circle. So this is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. This is where the whole source of it is, and it comes from. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hey, Amun Aleph going over to Amun Beis. Amar Rav Asi. Kol Shimo Tmeya Leidanima Lishmona, anybody's mother who's Temeya Leda, when he is born, he gets his Mila on day 8. V'kol she'eini mo Temeya Leda, eini mo Lishmona. And if a mother is not Temeya Leda, then the bris does not happen on day 8, but on day 1. She'ne'emar, Ishaki Tazria, v'yoldo Zachar, v'tama shevas yamim. As the Pasuk says at the beginning of Tazria, Tumas Yoledes, right after Tumas Yoledes is mentioned, u'bayom ha'shmini, yimo basar alaso. So the juxtaposition of those tzukim, Tumas Yoledes and Mila on day 8, teaches me, whenever there's Tumas Yoledes as Mila on day 8, if not, not. For example, a baby born cesarean section, the mother is not Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda is only if it's Derech Rechem, but if it's a cesarean section, there is no Tumas Leda. So therefore, that baby would have his bris milah on day 1. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says to Rav Asi, I disagree. Doros Arishonim Yochichu. The earlier Doros will prove that you are wrong. Look at Yitzchak Avinu. When Yitzchak was born, Sarah Imenu was not Tmei Aleda. They didn't have halachas of Tumen Tara yet. There's a medrash that she was pierced Nida. But halachically, really, we know there was no Tumen Tara yet. And yet, Yitzchak had his bris milah on day 8. And throughout, all the way until Maamar Sinai, there was no Tumen Tara, and all the Jews got their bris milah on day 8. So you see there's no connection between Tumas Leda and bris milah on day 8. Omar Lay, what does Rav Asi answer? Don't bring me proofs from Sari Imenu. Why? Nitna Torah, v'nischat shalacha. Exactly our line. Don't bring me proofs, because once the Torah was given, it's new. So up before Matan Torah, maybe there was no connection between Tumas Leda and Day 8, but after Matan Torah, it could very well be. Why does the Torah juxtapose these two psukim? To teach us Tumas Leda and Milan Day 8. So that is the source of this concept of Nitna Torah, v'nischat shalacha. L'maisa, what do we paskin by a cesarean section, baby? Born? So we paskin, it's a sveik of the dina, so we're machmer in both ways. A baby born cesarean section, he gets his bris milah on day 8, not on day 1, because maybe Rav Asi is correct that it has to be on day 8, and if you do a bris milah too early, then it's not a milah, and if you do a bris milah a little later, okay, so you waited a couple of days, you delayed it. But on the other hand, if day 8 is on Shabbos, we do bris milah on Sunday, meaning day 9, which is for sure wrong, but we have to be machmer, just in case. So this is the sugya of Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha, which the Maariv Chayis himself was referring to in our Gemara in Chulin and Daf Tezayin. And the Maariv Chayis says, so what do we do with these ideas that we do learn from before Matan Torah? The fact that you learn Zvizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs from Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. The fact that we learn that there is an idea of an older sibling getting married first, unless there's a tzorech and the younger one is ready. You learn that from Lo Yaso Kein Beb Komeinu L'Seis HaSirah L'Fnei HaBechira. Right, there are other examples given. So, Maariv Chayis says, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes this also in one context, that maybe all of those are hashkafic type of halachas. They're not hardcore halachas, they're hashkafic type of halachas. Zeriza Makdimin, don't do this, Eitz HaTovis. So that maybe we can learn from prior to Matan Torah, but not regular hardcore halachas. Okay. Once we're on this topic, let's go on to a me'inyan le'inyan bo'oso ha'inyan. That's what I wanted to talk about related to this. But let's maybe spend 10 more minutes or so relating to another related topic, and that is we're talking about the avos doing the mitzvahs and the fact that their mitzvahs are not obligatory upon us, bizman hazeh. But let's go back for a step. Did they do the mitzvahs? Did the avos perform all the mitzvahs? So there are many midrashim that say they did. Right, the pasuk. Now we're going back to the first half of the shiur, the first sources. The pasuk says, "But in Parshas Vayera, Vayimara Avram Ha'ol al Sarah Vayomer." Avram runs and tells Sarah to go prepare breads for his guests, for the malachim. And what does it say in the medrash there? Torah Shleima in source number 2, "Shebinisan Nolad Yitzchak." They came on Nisan the following year. Nisan Yitzchak was going to be born, but they came on Pesach, and therefore he says, "Lushi Vasi Ugos Matzos." They mean matzah. So Avram Avinu and Avram and Sarah were keeping matzah. Or it says in by the brachis, and Parshas told us, Shnei Gedayei Yizim, by the brachis that Yitzchak Avinu has brought two goats, Rashi quotes, V'chi Shnei Gedayei Yizim haya machal osho Yitzchak. Ella, he ate so much, goats are huge. What do you need two goats for? Ella ha'echad hikrav l'pischav echad asa matamim. So again, it was Pesach. One was matamim, or one was the chagigim, one was Pesach. So there are many, maybe the most famous one, beginning of Vayishlach, Imlov Angarti, Rashi quotes, Vatarik Mitzvah Shamarti. So we see that it seems like for many Midrashim, meant that the Avos, based on the Psukim, that the Avos kept the Mitzvahs. The Avos kept the Mitzvahs. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin even says in Daf Pei Beis, Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol Torah Kula Ashelo Nidna. And the Gemara in Yuma says, even Erev Tavshilin, even the Mitzvahs Rabbanan they fulfilled. Right. Again, the first half of the shiur, just because they did it doesn't mean that it's incumbent upon us. Right? That's a separate idea. But now we're just trying to figure out a historical question. Did they keep the mitzvahs? So there are many, many sources that say they did. The problem, the obvious problem that the Rishonim already deal with is then, if they kept the mitzvahs, so why does there seem to be certain, in quotes, violations of those mitzvahs? How could Yaakov marry two sisters? How could various personalities of the Avos build matzevas, which were asked later on in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sachem Lecha Matzeva, Asher Sani Hashem Elokecha. So how do we get out of some of these problems? So let's just have three ideas relating to the Avos keeping the Torah before it was given. Answer number one. Four answers. The Ramah suggests maybe it was only Avraham, the first Jew and not the other of us, which would solve some of the problems. Right, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, and Amram and Yocheved married each other, even though that was an aunt and a nephew and an illicit relationship later on. So that is the the Ramah says maybe it was only Avram Avinu, which solves some problems, but not all of them. But three other answers. First, the Ramban. Ramban in Bereishis Perek Chavav asked this question, source 11. V'yesh l'sho, im kein, eich hekim Yaakov matzeva, v'nosa shtei achyos, uchadas rabbeinu arba. How did he marry two sisters? And there's even a medrash that says that Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters. Four sisters. V'yamrim naso dodaso, u'moshe rabbeinu hekim shtei mesrei matzeva. So many averis in quotes. V'heich efsha shiinogin heter, batora, b'masha asar avim avim alatzmo. V'kabal Hashem schar al davar. So how is it possible? Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos, was Koveya Tchumin. So what exactly is happening here? Says the Ramban, Vahanira Eli, line 9. Vahanira Eli Midas Raboseinu. Shalom at Avram Avinu Atara Kula Baruch HaKodesh. Avram Avinu learned the entire Torah. The Asak Ba Ubetami Mitzvah. So the Senu is Osik B'mitzvahs. Vishamar Osak Kula Kimisha Einu Mitzvah V'yoseh. And he guarded them and fulfilled them as an Einu Mitzvah V'yoseh. But here's the line, v'shmiraso osa haya ba'aretz bilvad. It was only in Eretz Yisrael, though, that he kept the mitzvahs. V'yakov b'chutz la'aretz natzaha achyos. Yaakov only in chutz la'aretz married his sisters. And that's why Hashgacha had it, that Rachel had to die on the way back in. And even though it was after they went into Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't with her until afterwards. And that was, we had in a parsha here a couple of years ago, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer mentions when Yaakov Avinu goes to his wives and says, Hashem says it's time to go back. Do you want to come? What do they say? Do we have anything here? And Rashi quotes that Rachel was mocked him in front of Leah. That what's the hidden message? Because they knew this. They knew that going back to Eretz Yisrael meant one of them was going to die. And Rachel, though she was the second wife married, so she was going to die, and still she was ready to go back. Because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's the Mesiras Nefesh of Rachel Imenu. Not just that she gave the simanim, but she was moser, literally, her nefesh. She was moser her nefesh. And that's why Dafko in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein Amram, and also Amram was in Chutz La'aretz, continues the Ramban. Ki ha-mitzvahs mishpat alokei ha-aretzein. Afa bishu usana b'chov v'sagov b'chol makom. Even though the mitzvahs apply everywhere, but still there's an element that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and this is the reason that the Ramban says that the Avos kept the mitzvahs, kol Torah kula, only in Eretz Yisrael. This fits very nicely into the Ramban l'shitaso, when the Ramban at Parshas Achremos discusses the special quality of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the hashgacha that it has on it. The Ramban says there, just to read part of it, Vihine, source 12. Hashem enechbad hu alokeyu alokim v'adonayu adonim l'kol ha'olam. Hashem is God of the whole world. He's God of the whole universe. Aval, but he has a special place in his heart, kaviyacho, for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, emsoes ha'yishuv, hi nachlas Hashem, miyuchedes l'shmo. Lo nosan aleha min amalachim katzin shoter moshel banchilo salamo miyuchad shmo zera ohavav. I didn't give you the previous part of the Ramban. The previous part of the Ramban said that every country, every nation in the world has an administering angel, an administering power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in charge of that nation. America has one, France has one, Rome has one, every nation has one, Australia has one. As a sar, what does that mean? It means that there's indirect hashgacha by all other lands and nations. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom that we should worship them, but it just means there's indirect hashgacha, except Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to anybody, it's his. V'zeo sha'amar v'yisen li segula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. Because it is for me, this special nation in this special land is mine. That's what the Ramban says, and that's why you have to be on your best behavior, says the Ramban. If we've sinned in Eretz Yisrael, then we're going to be spit out, obviously, but it's the palace of the king, and it's our schus to live there. Line 15, then the Ramban even has, and this was somewhat well known, v'hinei b'chutz la'aretz, af al pi sha'akol l'shem enechbad, in chutz la'aretz, even though everything is l'shem shamayim as well, ein tara bashlema. It's impossible to achieve a full purity in Chutz La'aretz. Ba'avor ha-mesharsim ha-moshlem aleha v'ha'amim to'im achari sarim la'avagam osam. Because it's indirect hashgacha. There's mesharsim there. Lo'kach omar ha-kasuv elokei kol ha-aretz yikarei. Ki hu elokei olokim ha-moshel olokol. V'u'ika HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. But nations serve them. And that's why there is in this, one cannot achieve perfection there. in Chutz La'aretz, and skipping a couple of paragraphs, so you go to the next page for a minute, line 8, Ominyan Hazeh Omer B'Sifri, and here's the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that is why even mitzvos, every mitzvah, even mitzvah shebegufo, are lacking an element if they're done in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Ramban, Vavavte Mehero, what we say every day in Shema, Af Apishan Megal Eschem in Haaretz. L'chutz la'aretz. What does the Medrash say? Even though I send you into chutz la'aretz, heyu mitzuyana b'mitzvahs. Keep doing the mitzvahs. Shekeshetachzur lo yu alechem chadashim. So when you come back, they're not new. It's as if the Ramban says, mitzvahs of chutz la'aretz are practice, if we could say those words. The Ramban said it, so we're just repeating what he said. Obviously, there's a chiyuv. But what he means is there's an element that's lacking to the mitzvahs when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Mashal, he gives a mashal to a master who got upset at his wife, and he threw her out, and he said to her, keep wearing makeup, keep wearing tachshitits. When you come back, it won't be chadash to you. But that's the med, that's what it says, that's what he quotes. He quotes the medrash there in Parshas Re'eh, v'avata meher, v'atzanda b'sdvar eila, eino mechayev galos al b'chov v'zaguf, ki tefillin ha-mezuzah. Keep doing tefillin ha-mezuzah, so when you come back, it's not practice. The Gra cannot fathom that this medrash is authoritative, and therefore he changes the gear. So the Gran 14 says it couldn't have meant tefillin and mezuzahs. It must have been a typing error, the publisher's error. It said tuf of mem, and really it meant shumas or maestras, and instead it said tefillin and mezuzah. It's very difficult to change that, even though the concept is very difficult. Because Rashi has it, and the Ramban has it. Many different sources have it. That's the pashup shot of the Medrash. But this all fits in nicely to the Ramban, who says that the Avos only kept the Torah in Kol HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. That is all answer number 1 or 2, if you count the Ramah as the first answer. The Ramah is limited to Avram Avinu. Number 2 is the Ramban limited to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, 3 and 4, 2 more ideas, and then we're finished. This idea, the Nefesh HaChaim, is more of a Kabbalistic idea that you have in front of you in the source 15, and the same idea is said by the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in source 16. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, let's say the idea outside first, and then we'll see it inside. Yeah, source 16. Source 15 we're going to start with, and then 16. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, point number 1, every mitzvah that we do has unbelievable effects in Shamayim. We can't fathom it. But everything that we do, it's bokeya rikia. Every mitzvah, every tefillah, every chesed that we do has a tremendous effect in Shamayim. And that's why the Avos did it. Because the Avu saw Baruah Kacham, the actions that achieved tremendous effects in Shemayim, and that's why they did it, step 1. Step 2, if somebody is acting voluntarily as an Eino Mitzuba Viose, they have more flexibility into what they do and they don't do. Eino Mitzuba Viose doesn't have to do the mitzvah, it's only if they choose to. That's why a woman could choose to shake a lulav and sit in the sukkah and hear shofar, because that's their choice. If there's a negative, so then she could choose not to. For example, women don't wear tefillin. Why? Because we say there's a risk. Men don't wear tefillin all day anymore because they have to have a clean body and a clean mind. So we have to wear tefillin, at least for davening. Ain't brera. Women don't have to wear tefillin. So why put yourself into a situation where you're going to wrap yourself around with the ksav of Torah? So that's why, there's a negative. So if somebody's an enem mitzvah v'yosa, then they have flexibility. So number 1, mitzvahs have tremendous effects in Shemayim. Number 2, if somebody's an Eidem Mitzvah V'yosa, then they have flexibility in terms of what they choose to do and not to do. Number 3, the Avosua Beruach Kadsham, that by most mitzvos, then the effects in Shemayim that they will achieve are unbelievable, and therefore they chose to do the mitzvahs. But by certain mitzvahs, they saw that the destiny was not to do this mitzvah, or not do a certain aveira. And they had to do a certain act, even though later on it would become prohibited, because they realized that this is what Am Yisrael needs. Yaakov Avinu saw he needed the shiftei kut to come from these 4 women. Amram and Yocheved saw that they had to marry each other. Right? So there was certain, they saw, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he had to build matzevas. Because they are in him suv yosa, therefore it's not in a violation, and therefore this is what they had to do. Line 14, let's read a little bit in Nefesh HaChaim. Lo shayim mitzuvim va'osim kach mitzad adin. They didn't do the mitzvahs because they had to. Dimkin lo hayu ma'amidim chas v'shalom adayim v'asagasam. Av shehisigu shelofi inyan shorash nishmasam ha'hekrochem la'avod l'shanos af mixas me'achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem. They had to change a little bit. V'lo hayu Yaakov Avinu nosi be'zachiyot. If they didn't see that, Yaakov wouldn't have married 2 sisters. Amram wouldn't have married his aunt. But they saw that this is what they had to do in Shamayim. Because that's what they saw in the first place to do the mitzvahs, and this is what they saw what they had to do in Shemayim. That's similar to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Source 16. You see where it is on line 5, where it's underlined. Aval b'makom shayu roim to'eles davar ha'atzlacha lahem. K'mo she'tomer Yaakov, kishe hirgish ba'atzlachaso b'nisu ishtiachius. He saw that he would have spiritual haslacha by marrying two sisters. Ha'alim ayin me'revach ha'nimshan b'kim ha'mitzvah. He therefore had to disassociate and ignore the natural revach, the natural amazing results that come from the mitzvah, because he knew that this mitzvah wasn't destined for him to fulfill. And that's what it means. Apia dibur. He saw that he shouldn't be doing this mitzvah. Bizman azeh. When we're mitzvah. We don't have any breira. But he had some breira, and therefore, they didn't do all the mitzvahs. Right? This is idea number three. Again, the Ramah, number one is Avraham Avinu, number two is Eretz Yisrael, number three is Inam Suvios has more flexibility. There is an interesting extension or example where we see this idea come up in terms of someone being flexible because they are an Inam Suvios. There is a difficult pasuk to translate in Bereishis Perchafe, where the pasuk says, Vayitzrozo Abanim Bekirba, Rivka Imenu has Yaakov and Esav inside of her, they're jumping around, Vatomer Imkenaji says, Oi! If this is true, lama ze anochi. Why am I? What does that mean? Why am I? Lama ze anochi. Many different pshatim given. We've spoken about this in the past. But there's a beautiful idea said by the Briska Rav. Briska Rav points to a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud. The Gemara talks about Yeshayahu, Hanavi, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech is on his deathbed. He's very sick. And he calls to Yeshayahu and he says, what's going on here? Why am I dying? And Yeshayahu said, Sav l'beischa, right? You might as well write a last will and testament because you're not going to make it. He says, why? He says, because, he says that, line 7, Mishum d'lo astakta b'peri yivarivya, because you didn't have children. You didn't want to say b'peri yivarivya. Amar lei, Mishum d'chazoy li b'ruach ha'kodesh, d'nafkim b'niyam b'nin d'lo malu. But yeah, Yeshayahu, I saw that I'm going to have wicked children. I saw b'ruach ha'kodesh. So how can I don't want to have them? So Amar Lei says Yeshayahu the biting answer. Bahadi kafshi derachman alam alach. You're not to get involved in God's hidden things. Ma demifkadis iboy lechol amevid. What is commanded to you, you need to do. Uma deniche kamikutcha brichu levid. And what Hashem wants to do, He'll do. You got to do what you got to do, and then God will do the rest. So therefore, Yeshayahu says, it's not your business. You got to have the mitzvah. Amar lei, so then Yeshayahu, Chizkiyahu says, okay, hashta havli bartech, how about giving me your daughter? Efshar de gramas chusa di diva di daf, and afkimi dam banu de malu. Maybe I could change the gzeira, says Chizkiyahu. If I marry your daughter, so then maybe the arzchuyos. Amar lei, Yeshayahu says, come on, no funny business. Kfar nigzar lach gzeira, the gzeira is already nigzar. Amar lei ben amotz. Chizkiyahu gets upset and he says, he doesn't even call him by his first name, it's like he calls him by his last name. Ben Amotz! Kalenevu Aschav, it say, leave! If this is your attitude, I don't want to see you. Kach Mekubani Beis Avi Abba, I have a tradition from my father and my grandfather and going back to David HaMelech. Afilu Cherev Chadim Unachas Al Tzavaro Shal Adam, Al Yimon Asbom and Arachamim, never stop davening even if the sword is on your neck. So therefore, you got to daven. And that's what happened, Kachav, and he got years added on to his life. The Briska Rav is medayik in the language that Yeshayahu Anavi says. Yeshayahu says, do what you are commanded to do. Ma demifkedis iboy lechol amevid, says the Briska Rav, exactly relating to our issue. When it comes to mitzvahs that we have to do, there's no flexibility. And therefore you gotta do it. That's what he was saying. You have to do it. You don't have flexibility. Says the Griz, what was Rivka saying? If this is the pain that I have in childbirth, lama ze anochi, why do I have to go through it? Meaning what? Rivka says, I'm a woman. I'm not commanded in Puravu. Therefore, what do I have to do this for? I'm an Eman Subaviyose. I'm not interested. I'm not a man. Well, women are Pturus from Puravu. That's the pshat. That's another example where we see an Eman Subaviyose has more flexibility, but this is all from the Nefesh HaChaim and the Rechaim HaKadosh in terms of Eman Subaviyose being more flexible, and that is what happened by the mitzvahs before Matan Torah. One final section, and then we will be finished. The Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash has another idea in Source 20. Another idea to explain the mitzvah, this conundrum of why is it that the Avos seem to not do certain mitzvahs. Says the Gur Aryeh, the Maral, simple. Asay versus Los Asay. The Avos did all the mitzvahs Asay. They didn't do the Los Asays. Why? So let's read the language of the Ramban. V'hachanami, the middle of the top column. Lama lam hafrashas v'min adavar, she'in asur lahem bazeh. If God didn't tell me not to do it, so then why shouldn't I do it? He didn't tell, it's not asur. It's not that not doing this brings me closer to Hashem. When it comes to a mitzvah, I say, Avo mitzvah, I say, yish la'asos l'kayim, ki zehu ritzono shel makom. Hashem wants me to do this, v'yish kibul schar al zeh. V'lachein timsa tamid, v'mitzvah, I say, shayu makayimin, shchita shabbos. Avo mitzvah, lo sazeh, ina dover kain. T'lo mistaber lesser, acher shalon itztavu, elo im oso hamekayim ro'i, sheyehe nizar bahem. But he talks about what's the difference, because the mitzvah, I say, is what he calls kinyin maisa. Mipnei shehi kinyin. Afa gav t'lo mischayivba. But Mrs. Losa say, it's not a kinyan maisa, it's sheyeshe velo yase. The whole point is that you don't do what God told you not to do, then it doesn't make sense if God didn't command it yet. This is the difference between ase and losa say. This fits in very nicely with the Ramban, which has come up in the past. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, where he talks about the difference between ase and losa says, and why an ase is doche losa say. The Ramban writes, I gave it to you in source 21, the Ramban writes that ase's flow from Avas Hashem, losa say's flow from Yiras Hashem, and that's why ase is doche losa say, but fits in with the Geraria that Avas Hashem is the focus, and that's why they did the ase's. This does not explain every medrash, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, you gotta have all the ase's and the losa say's. But this does explain a lot of the examples, right? The Isra of marrying two sisters, and the Isra of Matseva, and the Isra of an aunt and a nephew. All of those could be explained away with ase and los ase. Okay, so what we discussed this evening is two sections. Number one, learning Torah from learning halachas from before Matan Torah. That was from the Maariv Chayis, based on our Gemara in Chulon and Daf Tes Zayin. And number two is whether we learned from them or not. Did they keep the mitzvahs? Right, and that was our discussion. And four ideas we had explaining that there seemed to be some violations. Is it only limited to Avram Avinu? Is it limited to Eretz Yisrael? Is it that they were in a mitzvah of Yosef and they saw Baruch Kacham, that certain mitzvahs were not meant for them to be Mekayim, and number four, maybe only Ases and not Los Ases. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.